South Australia spends the least on preventing child abuse, but they spend more than any other state on crisis care, with one in four children having had a mandatory notification before the age of 10. Last month, a two-year Royal Commission into the state's child protection system handed down 260 recommendations. At the South Australian Child Protection Week Awards, South Australian Minister for Education Susan Close told The Wire's Louise Pascali she was not surprised by the large number of recommendations.
I don't think there's a jurisdiction anywhere in the world, a government anywhere in the world, that would say that they have child protection right. And part of that is because the origins of the problem sit within the family home, within the family dynamic. And what we're dealing with is a failure, a catastrophic failure, in fact, of parenting. But, of course, government has much that government can do to support better parenting and to engage with parents. Equally, government has enormous responsibility once there is a failure in trying to remedy that for the child. But given the complexity, given its origins in the private lives of citizenry, governments around the world struggle to do a good job.
Federal Assistant Minister for Social Services, Senator Zed Sazalja, agrees and wants to see communities take a more active role in child protection.
First and foremost, it's about enabling people or assisting people to understand that they do have a role to play, that it's not just the role of government to look after kids. Obviously, it's first and foremost the role of families. Where that's not possible, the government has an important role, but so do communities, so do neighbours, so do people in schools, other people who have connections with families have a role to play. So getting that message out there is the first point. The second point is, of course, how we can then encourage that to become part of how we see kids growing up in modern Australia.
While we ask the village to raise the child, mandatory reporting and child protection legislation has made this harder, Chief Executive of Uniting Communities, Simon Trappell.
It actually undermines a sense of village in a way that I don't think anybody ever intended. I think it was actually brought in, with the best of intent to try and actually get people to take responsibility for every child's well-being and safety. And, I think that was the good part of it. But what it's also done is inadvertently given a message that, whilst it is your responsibility to do that, it isn't your responsibility as a member of that village, so to speak, to be able to lend that helping hand. And that's the new messages that we need to get out. We need to, in a sense, reinvigorate, re-encourage people to be able to say, it's great that you're actually noting that children are struggling and that may be at risk. What part can you play in helping that child and, most importantly, that family meet those obligations? And that's not an easy thing for people to intervene. I think we've often thought child rearing is family business, we shouldn't interfere with it, it's for that family to do, and we don't want to actually get involved or engaged because people won't welcome it, and that's an enormously unfortunate thing, because for many families they are desperately seeking a level of support and help.
This week is Child Protection Week, and the National Association for Prevention of Child Abuse and Neglect would like to see a more preventative approach taken.
The child protection system is always going to be in crisis, and it's not a great time to work with parents when they're in crisis. So our focus and NAPCAN's focus is about preventing these parents even getting to that system, and these children and young people actually getting to that system. So it's a different message. It's the value of prevention message, because we know the time to work with families is not when they're in crisis.
What is some of that prevention? Can you give me some really tangible examples about what parenting advice or help families need?
Well, I think the message of this year's campaign, Stronger Communities, Safer Children, it's not just a slogan. It's actually saying, we've gone so far down the road where we're not connected as communities anymore. We don't know our neighbours. We don't, children don't know adults. We've got so much media around stranger danger, when we know that that's actually a really small percentage of children who get harmed. We've got to be connected. We've got to provide safety for children. Knowing your neighbours' kids actually provides a safety mechanism for kids. So we've got to go back to how things used to be before we got really concerned about stranger danger.
While adults continue to grapple with how we keep children safe, it is often the voice of the child that struggles to be heard.
We pay a lot of lip service as adults to, oh, your kids are really important and we love kids and kids are what matter. We have to make that real. And that is about taking seriously the child as a human being, not as an imperfect adult, but as a fully formed child, listening to what they have to say. And we will do a lot better job in child protection if we, yes, we support the adults, yes, we want the parenting to be better, but clear them away a little bit and let's have a look at that individual child and what they need and deserve and what they say that they want.
South Australia's Minister for Education, Susan Close, ending that report from Louise Pascali.